And when Shay was talking about going to a camp, could one of you put that in the cow there for me, please? I keep forgetting. Oh, yeah. Shay was talking about going to camp, and Laura, that we spoke of, spent several summers in camp helping handicapped kids and enjoying getting a lot out of it, as you can see just from where her life is headed. So, well, thank you guys for coming up. You know, as we've been seeing a lot of our kids going off to distant places and some moving away, I'm always happy when we've got somebody coming, and I'm glad you guys thought to come today. And this is Chris and Hoyt. And you two know each other, right? Yeah, I thought you did. Okay, the fireworks and all. Yeah, well, I'm sure happy to have you. This week, my wife went out looking for some munchies, and she came back with something which reminded me of a story. And I looked it up, and I found the story, and I thought you might be interested in this. This is a story about a monk who's kind of like a preacher. He was a pastor of a little church in Italy a number of years ago, a long time ago. And he had a problem. He had a problem because the kids in his church just weren't learning their prayers very fast. And so he tried to think of something to do to help them learn the prayers. And so he started giving them a little gift each week for those that were learning. And a little gift in Italian, I guess, is pretiola. He would give them a pretiola. And it was a biscuit in the shape of praying hands. And the idea was to just encourage them to pray more. Well, visitors to the church, they were kind of taken by the idea, and they took these little pretiolas over the Alps into Germany. And in Germany, they started glazing them, these little biscuits, and putting salt on them, and they became a very popular part of their diet. And in 1861, which is a very long time ago, the first pretiola factory was put in Pennsylvania, Lititz, Pennsylvania. Of course, they called them pretzels then. And but yeah, and so what Betty was looking for and found were pretzels. And you can see these have the appearance of hands kind of clasping. And what we need to remember when we see these things, they're really popular nowadays. But the reason why they were first started was because they reminded people of praying, to remind the kids of praying. And we don't want to forget that, because prayer is such a wonderful gift to us. You know, prayer, we think about praying at the dinner table, and we think about praying at night, but prayer, ever since Jesus came, was a wonderful gift to everybody, that because they no longer had any barriers between them and God. They could go and talk to God at any time. And that's what prayer is. And you don't have to wait for dinner or bedtime or anything. You can talk to God. Talk to God at any time. When you're happy, He likes to hear that. When you're sad, He cares about that. And so I want you to remember what that little monk did. Every time you eat a pretzel, remember that that's to remind you to pray, to talk to God, and just to help you remember. And we don't have very many people here, so kind of split those between you, if you will. You want some there, Hoyt? Well, no, you can have more than that, yeah. But remember, say a little prayer whenever you have a chance to eat a pretzel. Thank you.